5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Hello again, my primary friends, and welcome to the Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Announcements!
Keep working on your bingo cards. You can bring them to me, Sister Orr, anytime. And when you bring it to my house, I'll have a special prize for you. We also wanted to remind you of Zoom singing time dates. This month, March 14th and March 28th at 11:45, Sister Strang and Sister Vardy have been working hard and will be having a Zoom singing time. It'll be fun, and we hope that everybody can join in on those times. We also have an announcement for the teachers. We will be having a Zoom teacher council on Sunday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Please reply and join us if you can. We have 7 wonderful primary children with birthdays in March. If you see any of them or are friends with them, give them a call and wish them a happy birthday. Ivy Allred, Daxon Jensen, Natalie Ellison, Valerie Jones, Parks Orr, Noah Walters, and Nina Flexhog. We will now hear a scripture from Oakland Walters, messages from Marley Orr and Danny Harris, and then we have a new segment in our podcast. We will hear from one of our wonderful teachers. Do you know who it is?
I will go. I will do the things the Lord have commanded. I like the scripture because it reminds me of the song. And it's good.
Hello, my name is Marley Orr. And my favorite primary song is Families Can Be Together Forever.
I like this song
because it's about family. I love to go skiing with my family, and I know that my family will be together forever.
To prepare for my baptism, I read about baptism in the scriptures. I talked with my mom and my family about it. My favorite memory of my baptism is when my uncle baptized me and my grandpa did my confirmation.
Get ready for teacher time!
Hello, Varsity Ward Primary. This is Sister Jensen, and I teach CTR 5. I'd like to say a quick hello to all of the primary children in my class, who are Ivy, Saxon, Natalie, Bella, Evelyn, Logan, Stetson, Eva, Grace, Daphne, and Quincy. I'd also like to say hello to all of the primary children in the Varsity Ward. We miss you, and we're excited for the time when we can be back together again. I'm sure that there's going to be many adventures and fun things that we get to talk about. This month in Come Follow Me, we are starting by learning about the organization of the Restored Church of Jesus Christ on the Earth. The prophet, Joseph Smith, has been working hard to translate the plate so that we can have the Book of Mormon. One of the things that I love that we get to learn about is baptism. When we're 8, we can be baptized. Before we're 8, we need to be making sure that we're getting ready to be baptized. We know that when we are baptized, we make covenants with Heavenly Father. A covenant is a two-way promise. We make promises to Heavenly Father, and He makes promises back to us. Each week as we take the sacrament, we renew our covenants. This means that we remember them, that we think about how we did in keeping our promises the week before, and we make a promise that we're going to try better. The sacrament helps us to be able to repent of the things that we've done wrong or the choices that we have made that haven't helped us be closer to our Heavenly Father. And it's a time where we get to say that we're going to try harder. I want you to know that I have a testimony of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I know it's Heavenly Father's church. I know that we have a Savior who loves us and is there for us. He made it possible for us to repent of our sins. I am so very grateful for Him, and I love Him so much. I hope that you can always feel His Spirit and know that you are children of God, that He loves you and He's always there for you. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Did you know?
Hi, and I'm Oakland, and my favorite animal is cats, and I really like some pizza, and my favorite drink is Slurpees.
I'm Marley, and my favorite Ninja Turtle is Mikey. Booyakasha!
My name is Danny. I am 9 years old. I have a hamster named Fluffy. He is 1 year old.
Missionary Minute. We hope you're all having so much fun participating in primary singing time over Zoom. In February, you learned a new song, I Want to Be a Missionary Now. Did you know you don't have to wait until you're grown to be a missionary? How can you be a missionary now? Well, it's easy. You just need to tell others about Jesus Christ and how much you love being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In our next podcast, we're going to have some special guests coming to talk to us about missionary work. I wonder who it could be.
It's story time.
Chapter 12, Samuel Smith's Mission. Samuel Smith was Joseph Smith's younger brother. Jesus wanted Samuel to go on a mission. Samuel Smith was the first missionary for the church. Samuel went to teach people the gospel and tell them about the Book of Mormon. On the first day, he traveled 25 miles, but people treated him unkindly and did not want to listen. When night came, Samuel stopped at an inn. He asked the owner if he would like to buy a Book of Mormon. The owner asked where Samuel got the book. Samuel said his brother had translated it from gold plates. The owner was angry. He said Samuel was lying and told him to get out of the inn. Samuel Smith was discouraged. That night he slept under an apple tree. The next morning, Samuel went to see John Green, who was a leader of another church. Mr. Green was not interested in the Book of Mormon, but he agreed to ask the people in his church if they would like to buy a copy. When Samuel returned 3 weeks later, there had been no sales. However, Mr. Green's wife said she had read the book. Samuel Smith's mission was hard. When he went home, he did not think that he had been successful. Samuel did not know at the time that his work would eventually lead to many people joining the church, including Mr. and Mrs. Green. Samuel had sold a Book of Mormon to a man named Phineas Young. Phineas read the book and gave it to his brother, whose name was Brigham Young. Brigham Young read the Book of Mormon and believed it was true. Phineas and Brigham Young told some friends about the Book of Mormon, and they also read it and believed it was true. Later, Phineas and Brigham Young and their friends joined the church. Within a few years, Brigham Young was called to be an apostle. Many years after that, he became the president of the church. He and others who were converted through the efforts of Samuel Smith became great leaders in the church. Chapter 13, Joseph and Emma. Joseph and Emma Smith lived on a small farm in Pennsylvania. They loved each other and worked hard to help each other. Joseph and Emma endured many hardships. They had a baby boy, but he died. They were very sad. Joseph worried about his family. They were poor, and he wanted to take care of them. He needed to plant crops so his family would have food. Joseph also worried about the church. Some people continued to make trouble for the saints, and some church leaders had to hide from them. Sometimes Joseph had to leave home to help the saints. Joseph was sorry to leave, and Emma worried when he went away. Joseph prayed to know what he should do. Jesus told him to not be afraid of the people who were trying to hurt him. Jesus said Joseph should be patient in his afflictions. He said he would always help Joseph. Jesus said Joseph should plant his crops and then go help the saints in other areas. Jesus also told him not to worry about food, clothes, or money. The saints would give him what he needed. Jesus gave Joseph Smith a revelation for Emma. Jesus said Emma Smith was a special lady. He had chosen her to do important work. Jesus said Emma should comfort Joseph when he had troubles. She should help him be happy and not worry. Jesus said Emma should teach the saints and help them learn the scriptures. He said the Holy Ghost would help her know what to teach. Jesus also said Emma should use her time to study. She should learn and write many things. Jesus asked Emma to choose songs for the saints to sing. The songs would be printed in a songbook. Heavenly Father loves to hear righteous people sing. Their songs are a prayer to Him, and these prayers will be answered with a blessing. Jesus told Emma to be humble and to love her husband. He told her to be happy because of the blessings that would come to Joseph. Jesus told Emma to be happy and rejoice. He also told her to keep her covenants. If she did, she would receive greater blessings and be able to return to live with him in heaven. Jesus said that the things he told Emma Smith are for all people. Chapter 14, The Prophet and the Revelations for the Church. Joseph and Emma Smith moved back to New York. A man named Hiram Page lived there. He was a member of the church. He had a stone that he said helped him receive revelations for the church. Many church members believed Hiram Page, including Oliver Cowdery. Some people thought Hiram Page was a prophet. Oliver asked Joseph about Hiram Page. Joseph prayed, and Jesus gave him a revelation. Jesus said that the only one man could receive revelations for the entire church. That man was the prophet Joseph Smith. Jesus said that Oliver and others could receive revelations for themselves, but not for the entire church. Oliver believed Joseph. He knew that Hiram Page's revelations were wrong. Jesus told Oliver to talk to Hiram Page. Oliver told him that the revelations he received through the stone were not from God. Oliver said that Satan had tricked Hiram Page. Hiram listened to Oliver and repented. Today, only the president of the church receives revelations for the whole church. He is a prophet of God. Members of the church should obey the prophet. Last week, we talked about having the Holy Ghost be with us to help us to be missionaries and share the gospel. The Holy Ghost can help us do many different kinds of hard things, just like Samuel Smith and Emma Smith were asked to do. Samuel was asked to go on a mission, and it was hard. Emma was asked to do lots of different things that she was able to do because she had the Holy Ghost to help her. This week, try to remember to pray to have the Holy Ghost help you. You will know how to do the things He wants us to do. The Holy Ghost can help us know how to help the people around us, just like Samuel Smith and Emma Smith. Try to remember to pray to have the Holy Ghost with you to be able to do good things.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Come unto me.